Thank you for listening to KXCI.org. This is the Lonely Hearts Club.
Hi, I'm in the studio with Eli, and he's going to help me out reading a letter, huh?
Yeah, we'll be reading letters today.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
All right, can I get you anything?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, you're good?
Yep.
Okay, so what have we got?
All right, let's see. Dear Bridget, my mom is a really terrible cook. If mothers show their love with food, my mother's feelings for me are microwavable and dishwasher safe. She thinks parsley tastes like nothing and uses it to only decorate. This is sad for me. Do you have any advice for how I can deal with the years and years of disappointment and fill the void left over, signed empty inside?
Oh, man.
That is terribly sad.
I think that is pretty sad, too. I mean, their mother's love is shown through food.
And they use parsley for decorations. Parsley is meant for eating, not for showing off. It's like posting pictures of your breakfast on Instagram. Who does that?
People do that, especially if you make a beautiful breakfast.
Yeah, like sometimes they make breakfast looks like hearts, and then they cut them in half, and then broken heart.
Hey, all I know is that if I spend a lot of time making something beautiful and delicious, I want to share it.
Well, it's not breakfast.
Yeah, it's not like people can eat it.
Breakfast is not meant for art. It's meant for eating and delicious, and it's the most important meal of the day.
Who are you to say what's meant for art?
Well,
who made you art police?
Well, Leonardo da Vinci didn't make Instagram posts of breakfast.
You know, if Leonardo da Vinci was alive today, what do you think he would be doing?
He'd be painting the Mona Lisa, too.
He'd be rehashing it.
Yeah, he'd be redecorating it and making it a Martian or something. Well, I mean, if he was alive, he would probably forget that he even painted.
If he was still alive. Okay, so, yeah, there's a couple ways of looking at
that. So this went to my mom is a terrible cook to Leonardo da Vinci, too.
That's how we do it. But we should go back to my mom is a terrible cook because the person wrote us a letter and we need to give them some advice.
Yeah, but it's signed empty inside. But my piece of advice is you just eat it, man. It's food. Energy is energy.
That's true.
So if he or she was using it to decorate, then what would she decorate? I mean, the house or...
Oh, yeah, like Merry Christmas.
Or the Christmas
Deck
tree.
Deck the halls with boughs of parsley, fa-la-la-la.
Oh, that sounds great.
Well, I think I have some advice for this person.
All right.
Whatever it is that you want to get, it's really helpful if you practice giving it.
Yeah.
So, like, say you really wish that somebody would make you a fancy food with arugula and maybe some smoked salmon.
Okay, hold it.
Yeah?
So is smoked salmon basically salmon who just smoke?
Yeah, it's nicotine-infused ashtray salmon.
So basically, anytime you eat the salmon, you want to eat it over and over?
Like you get addicted to it?
Basically.
No, that's not how it works.
I mean, some people have eating issues, but...
Smoked salmon is just the way that the salmon is cooked.
Yeah,
it's like
I know.
Oh, you're just joking. Okay, I
know what smoked salmon is.
Like, I don't think that the American Lung Association has a problem with smoked salmon.
Yeah.
Let me finish with the advice, all right?
Got it.
If he wants his mom to cook him more savory and delicious meals, then maybe he should try cooking her dinner once in a while.
Yeah, cook yourself.
And then share it with her, and then it might cultivate an appreciation in her. She might decide that she really does like a beautiful meal. And either way, he's going to end up getting a beautiful meal out of the deal.
Yeah.
There's probably other ways that his mother is showing her love for him that he's missing out on. People have different love languages.
Yeah.
You know, some people show their love through food, but other people do things like the dishes, you know, or... some people show their love by reading bedtime stories.
Mm-hmm.
Empty Inside needs to learn how to cook some meals for his mom. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
know, guys, I think we really need to get out of the house more. Been spending way too much time cooped up like jackrabbits. Let's go on a field trip, right? Lonely Hearts Club field trip. Let's go visit my friend Jonathan. Jonathan Rothschild? You know, the mayor of Tucson? Yeah. Let's go see what the mayor of Tucson's doing. In his office. Yeah, we'll just pop in, see what he's up to.
You are listening to the Lonely Hearts Club. This is a podcast made in Tucson for the people of Tucson, Arizona. And I'm here with the fabulous mayor, Mr. Mayor Rothschild. Would you like to help me read a letter?
I would love to. This is one that I know you picked out of the mailbag, especially for me. So let's see if I can help this lonely heart.
Yes.
It says, Dear Bridget, I have this problem. When someone meets me for the first time and hears my last name, they usually assume that I am a member of one of the wealthiest families in human history. Over the years, my family has been thought to have made wine, chocolate, own banks. I am related to none of those families. All I really want to say to these people is, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. And it's signed a misidentified man. There's lots of ways men can be misidentified.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure you've probably answered a lot of those letters.
Right?
I think it's
Mr.
It would be a misidentified man.
Proper.
You can't judge a book by its cover, but you know, you can judge a record album sometimes by its cover.
Well, when I go to the store, that's usually what I do. Eat a Peach, the Allman Brothers, American Beauty or American Reality, Grateful Dead. Yes, all those. You pretty well knew. The White Album.
Oh, see that one, yeah.
How could you miss it?
Or sometimes when I go to the grocery store, I like to judge my frozen pizza by its cover.
Oh, you should look a lot like that. And when you go to the produce part of the grocery store, you should always be able to judge a banana by its cover.
You can tell its appeal.
Listen, I feel the pain of this letter writer. Mm-hmm. I've had much the same experience. Do we have any more advice for this misidentified man? Probably listening right now and feeling like we're not. You know what he should do?
What?
He should change his name.
Oh, it's so simple.
There's so many names out there.
It only costs like $7 or
yes,
something, right?
Jones Smith.
You know, when you have a name and people make assumptions about you because of your name, that's their problem, you know? You have to think of it that way, too. Just be yourself. Be proud of your name and who you are.
I think that's right. I think that's why you're Bridget, the advisor.
Well, you know, people can make their judgments based on your actions.
That's right. It is. You can't judge a book by its cover.
But you can walk around. You can maybe, like, fill your pockets with candy so that when you meet people, you give them a piece of candy and they'll be like, oh, that's the Rothschild candy.
You could do that. Last week I was in the White House. Next door to the president, they had the poor president has been reduced to giving us candies as we leave.
Were they little starlight mints, or were they the little chalky mints?
They were the chocolate kisses, and I think he would like the world to be a sweeter place.
That's really sweet.
Or at least Congress.
Yeah, kisses and hugs.
Uh-huh.
Did you eat the kiss, or did you save it?
No, I have saved it.
Yeah. It needs like a little hermetically sealed box.
I'm going to save it till it gets stale. Now I'll give it to someone. I think it was Willy Wonka, wasn't it, who said that, Charlie, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted. He lived happily ever after.
He did, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, you know what else he said? A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men.
There you go.
And on that note, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you, Bridget. Anytime. I do feel sometimes in my job answering the emails every day that I should have read more of Ann Landers when I was young.
Hey, you know, I could help you out if you've got some extra emails you need reading.
You know what? That is a great idea. I'm just going to forward them to you.
Yeah.
And you can sign them to mayor, whatever you want to say.
I'll get a stamp or something.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Gosh, this is fun.
Oh, Carla, hey, how's it going?
Super duper, Bridget, how are you?
Oh, I'm super duper too. I was thinking about, you know, how I can help people, and then it just dawned on me, you can just ask people for help helping them.
I like to do that randomly on the street.
Honest communication?
Yes.
Say, can I help you? Will you help me? Because I really want to help you.
Let me help you help me.
Yeah, it's kind of like when guys ask you, hey, beautiful, can I wash your windshield? and you say, yes.
That's exactly, I think, what that's like.
And then they want money? I don't do that.
No, don't.
No, my help is free.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
It's working. People are writing letters. I got some right here.
So let's clean a windshield.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, what we got?
It says, Dear Bridget, they say when you feel nervous, you should just imagine that everyone is in their underwear. So how come when I go to the public pool, I always feel hysterical? And it's signed, Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny. Oh, I know how that feels. I get panic attacks at pool parties and beaches. We got to remember that if Barbie was an actual woman, she would have to crawl on all fours due to her proportions. I mean,
it's true.
If Barbie actually showed up on a beach, there would be a tent immediately erected around her, and there would be some guy charging money, and people would be lining up to see the crazy circus freak on the beach, because Barbie
is a freak.
Is not real.
No, you should count her ribs.
Yeah.
When you get a Barbie doll. She's not a real person.
So you should just be comfortable being you, because only you can be you. And you and your body, you're all right. And so if you feel nervous, try just imagine a bunch of people, I don't know, eating Slurpees.
Slurpees.
Yeah, or imagine a bunch of people playing hopscotch. Anything. But don't imagine them in their underwear.
No, don't.
Because that's rude.
It's really an invasion of my privacy.
I don't want anyone imagining
don't
me in my underwear.
Don't imagine me in my underwear at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because I don't wear underwear. That's super uncomfortable for me.
Exactly. Underwear is overrated, especially in this heat. I tell you what.
Amen.
Hi, Rusty.
Hey, Bridget.
Hey, I'm really excited about the Star Wars movie coming out.
Me too.
Yeah? What do you think about the Emperor?
I think he's dead.
Oh, yeah? You don't
yeah.
think that he just, like, fell into, like, a truck that was passing by that had a bunch of leaves in the back or anything?
Could be. Or a garbage truck.
He just fell
so
out of
awful.
Sight, so he's dead.
Throwing away a perfectly good Emperor like that.
I don't know. I think the Emperor is pretty strong. He's probably
That's lost. What my wife says.
He might be made out of rubber.
Could be. Could be made out of rubber. Could be made out of just pure energy.
What is it that the Emperor says? He's just like, I'm rubber, you're glue.
Is that the Emperor who says that?
I think so.
That was him when he was 2, or when he was 5 in second grade.
He has lightning shooting out of his hands when he's a little kid. Dangerous.
Have you seen those books, the Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, where Darth Vader's the dad and Luke's a little kid?
So touching.
And they're so sweet, and he's putting him to bed. Yeah, they're great stuff.
Good night, Moon. Good night, Death Star. Anyway, so let's see. These letters are random, so they have nothing to do. They're just they're
with
just
Star
random.
Wars at all.
So, but I don't know what it's going to be because I don't know.
Sir, I'm going to read you the letter, and you're going to answer.
Yeah, yeah. But together we can talk about it. I mean,
okay.
It's a community. We're going to come together and help this person with their problems.
Okay, I like that.
Comedy therapy. Let it begin.
Dear Bridget, I am an underwear model. I think I'm pretty hot. Well, smoking hot, actually.
Oh,
my boyfriend never says I look nice.
Oh.
When I ask him how I look, he grunts. This makes me feel like I'm not being appreciated. He only makes time for me once each weekend, and then he never invites me to his house.
What?
Yeah. Did I mention I'm a smoking hot underwear model?
Yes, right away, actually.
How do I get more attention from my guy?
Why do you want this guy's attention? Whose sign? What'd she sign as?
There is no sign. I'm going to call her UM.
What's UM stand for?
Underwear model.
Well, she does like that about herself.
Yeah.
It's weird because she seems like she has a lot of confidence, yet she's hanging out with somebody that doesn't even pay attention to her. I'm a little taken back here. There's no only sees her on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting the pieces together. This sounds like this guy's got like a wife and kids.
Never invites me to his house.
Yeah, yeah. This sounds like a really bad scene. She sounds like the other woman.
Maybe, but usually the other woman, I mean, don't you pay attention to the other woman? I always hear that people cheat because they're not satisfied.
Maybe he doesn't even know her name. Maybe he just thinks of her as UM.
Maybe. Just my underwear model side thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, get yourself some running shoes and run.
Run away from this person. And, you know, underwear model, let me just say this. You're an underwear model. okay? You shouldn't be looking for more external validation, you know? Yeah. I don't think that that's necessary. You're an underwear model. Own that. Own
that. Give yourself a name.
Yeah, get yourself a name.
Yeah, make it a name that has something to do with who you think you are.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? Ask yourself that.
But don't
try
seek
not to be, you know, like mean about it.
Validation. Don't seek validation from somebody else. They don't have to tell you. You know it.
Right? Yeah, I think you should start looking for clues, like Blue's Clues, and sit down in your thinking chair. Because I have a feeling that, you're the other lady.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but, you know, I'm going to go with my gut on this one. You can't find happiness in the back streets of another man's life. It seems like the hotter you are, the more insecure you are about how hot you are. This is just, I'm not a doctor. I don't have any fancy letters before or after my name, but this is just something I noticed.
I think you might be onto something. I have not talked to, I don't think in my whole life, and maybe
well,
I don't know any
sometime.
Underwear models.
Yeah. We'll go to a swinging party.
Okay. Wow. One more thing off my bucket list, Bridget. That's what I'm looking for. So.
That's right. I'll see you next Saturday.
Great, Bridget. That sounds perfect.
Okay. Thanks, Rusty.
Thank you.
Without words, without any meaning except the existence of pain. What pain? Pain itself. Pain itself.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Fred's going to read a letter because that's what he came here to do.
Dear Bridget.
Hi, Fred.
Hello, Bridget.
Oh, okay. Dear Bridget. He's all business. He's starting the letter.
Well, I was told to do that. I was told specifically, shut up and read these letters. We don't want to hear any more out of you.
The thing that happens when Fred and I get together is we just start talking. Okay.
All right. All right. Okay. End scene.
Bleep. Blurp.
Dear Bridget, spare any change? What? I am trying to get together enough coin from the kindness of strangers to buy a quinoa salad and a free-range chicken salad sandwich.
Oh.
I may be homeless, but I have standards. I care about the stuff I eat. I eat local, meaning I eat food wherever you give me money to eat. So my ability to save the planet is all on you. I like to eat responsibly, so I hang out in front of the co-op. I make it easier for people to enable me to do the right thing. And as far as canned food drives go, I don't want your black-eyed peas and water chestnuts and cream corn. Get that corn out of my face. Just call me, brother, could you spare some tofu? Now, this is why I love Fourth Avenue so much. Because
I feel like I know that guy.
Not only do we have colorful characters, but they are socially and environmentally responsible. Mm-hmm. They care that people provide them with enough coinage to buy that $20 free-range, pesticide-free lettuce from the co-op. I think people who are begging for money so they can provide themselves with organic, locally sourced, free-trade food products should be...
Gluten-free.
That is gluten-free. Those people should be venerated.
Everybody should do that. Everybody should just quit their jobs and just ask other people for money.
Yeah. But only for organic, locally sourced vegetables and free-range beef and chicken. What is free-range? I want to know, what is a free-range fish?
Free-range fish?
Yeah, so you just throw like a salmon out in the lawn and...
Well, there's salmon that's wild-caught. And there's salmon that's farmed.
Yeah, but how do you have a in Tucson, Arizona, how do you have a locally sourced free-range salmon?
Reed Park?
Oh, my God. That is perfect. We should go and get some salmon. Some salmon, what are they called?
First, you got to dress up like a bear. You got to like catch it with your hands.
Salmon fingerlings, I think that's what they call the newborns.
Okay.
And release them at Reed Park.
That makes sense, because when I had newborns, I called them thumblings.
Yeah. So and there are little waterfalls at Reed Park that feed into the lake.
Yeah, and the salmon, they swim up the waterfall.
Yeah, so they can go spawn later on. But if you go in and we can have salmon runs and have free-range salmon in the old Pueblo.
There should be an Occupy Reed Park.
The salmon should occupy Reed Park?
No, like people. The people should go and occupy Reed Park and then just build like a little society. Because that's a big park. So you could build like a whole society based on no money, but, you know, like eggs.
It could be like Burning Man Jr.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there's lots of ducks. So if you just, you know, we can like sort of build little enclosures for them and have free range, locally sourced duck and geese eggs.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, yeah. I support this guy. I actually think I gave him $5.
I feel like I know this person.
Yeah.
Because just because you're homeless doesn't mean you don't have standards. You got to care about what you put into your body.
Yeah. High quality quinoa. That's...
If your body is your temple, you don't need a house.
Nope.
Nope.
You do not.
You don't. You just... But it is Tucson, so you're going to need shade and sunscreen.
And a little space in front of the co-op.
Yeah. You even got chairs and stuff. Okay, so what was this guy's name?
Brother, could you spare some tofu?
Hey, brother, I can spare some tofu. All you got to do is ask. Episode 3 of the Lonely Hearts Club featured music from Dumbo Gets Mad, Ergo Fizmiz, Monday Night Fever, Eva Taylor, and Dalek. Hey, thanks for listening, guys. See you later.